For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. As the FBI prepares to conduct another background check on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News it should not look into Kavanaugh's alleged drinking in college.
They're going to ask Mark Judge, did you ever see Brett Kavanaugh drug women or engage in gang rape? And I think that's going to be the focus of it.
But an attorney for another accuser, Deborah Ramirez, says agents also went to interview her, and she has agreed. Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her in the early 1980s. Campaigning in Wheeling, West Virginia, President Trump says the Democratic Party is engaging in shameless conduct.
They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way. They don't care how they get it. You see it before your eyes.
Trump says the FBI can interview anyone at once in the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
That man kept it on video warning residents of Palu that the tsunami was approaching. It was too late for hundreds. The earthquake and tsunami has left more than 800 dead in that city alone, both the mayor and former mayor among the dead. Figures are still coming in from Indonesia's disaster agency. From other areas of the island, at least 17,000 are homeless. Two police officers were killed in a shootout early Saturday in Brookhaven, Mississippi. Police Chief Kenneth Collins was emotional as he made the announcement.
It's just heartbreaking for us to get out here and do our day-to-day job and have to face all the things that's against us. But I promise you, the men and women of law enforcement, we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. This is what we do. We give our life in service for our community.
The suspect, a confirmed member of the Gangster Disciples, ambushed the officers who were responding to a shots fired call. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A U.S. senator is calling for Congress to take action in response to the announcement from Facebook that a security breach compromised the accounts of some 50 million people. More from John Clemens.
Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. The Democratic lawmaker from Virginia declared, "This disclosure is a reminder about the dangers posed when a small number of companies like Facebook or the credit bureau Equifax are able to accumulate so much personal data about individual Americans without adequate security measures." I'm John Clemens.
One of the rescuers of a 13-year-old boy bitten by a shark while lobster diving at a Southern California beach talks to Fox 5 San Diego about the ordeal.
We swim over to him, throw him on the kayak. Once we get him on the kayak, we can really see what happened. And his whole clavicle is ripped open. You can see the ball and socket joint, everything. And so we throw him up on there. We're telling him he's going to be okay. He's going to be all right. We got help. We yell at everyone to get out of the water. There's a shark in the water.
The youngster is being treated for traumatic injuries to his upper torso. Although Hurricane Rosa will likely be a tropical depression when it hits Arizona, flash flood watches are already in effect for western Arizona and parts of Nevada, California, and Utah for Monday and Tuesday. Some parts of the desert southwest in Arizona could see up to 6 inches of rain. Although flooding is a concern, the rainfall will likely be beneficial because of the drought.